This program is a community service and is not intended to be a substitute for medical advice. Listeners having questions about their health should make an appointment to see their personal physician. Any opinions or statements made during the program are those of the individuals or physicians making the statements and are not the opinions or statements of the hospital.
This Healthy Conversations COVID-19 podcast was recorded on December 8th, 2020. While having surgery can cause a lot of anxiety, having it in the middle of a pandemic can make the anxiety even worse. With so many unknowns during this difficult time, it's necessary to ensure that where you're having surgery is maintaining all possible safety measures. We're going to talk about it today with Johanna Randolph, Nurse Manager of Perioperative Services at Sierra Vista Medical Center. This is Healthy Conversations, the podcast from Tenet Health Central Coast. I'm Prakash Chandran. So first of all, Johanna, it's great to have you here today. Let's just start with a basic question around, is it safe to have surgery during COVID-19?
Yes, it is absolutely safe. We have taken lots of extra precautions. We're doing pre-procedure testing on our patients, and all of our staff are wearing the appropriate PPE so that we can provide the level of service that our patients need when they need it.
Yeah, that's very reassuring. But there are going to be people listening to this that have postponed elective surgeries because of the fear around COVID-19. What might you say to them?
Yes, it's always a good idea for patients to receive the care that they need when they need it. We don't ever recommend that care gets postponed unless it's extremely elective and the patient's medical status deems that it can wait. It's just never a good idea to wait if you don't have to, though. And currently, we're still providing the same level of service in our facility that we were pre-COVID. If anything, we're taking extra precautions, and that's putting in place extra safety barriers for our patients. So right now, personally, I would say it's probably safer to come in and have their procedure done because there's all this extra testing that's in place.
Yeah, you kind of alluded to some of the procedures and measures that you've implemented, which covers the PPE, but maybe talk a little bit about entering the hospital, the waiting room, some of the other things that have been put in place that weren't there before for COVID.
So before COVID, it was a little more open and kind of a free-for-all. Patients' families can come in and wait in the lobby freely and wander around the cafeteria and such. Right now, it's a bit more restrictive. Everybody needs to go through screening when they enter the facility. And when I say everybody, I mean every single person, patients, staff, physicians, visitors. Everybody goes through screening where they ask if you've had any COVID symptoms. Everybody gets a temperature check, and they sign an attestation saying, I have not had any of these above-listed symptoms in the last 24 hours. So it's a bit more restrictive just to get into the facility. Once patients come in, every single person that they interact with is wearing a mask. So everyone in the facility is required to wear a mask at all times and eye protection if they're coming in contact with the patients. And so that's providing a level of protection for the patients in case any of the staff members had been exposed or happened to have been asymptomatic COVID patients themselves. So we're protecting the patients by us wearing masks, and we are requiring the patients to wear masks as well, and that way we're protecting ourselves from the patients. So there's extra levels of PPE protection in place at all times. In the areas that we can, we are trying to keep the patients separated. So if we don't have to room patients together, we're rooming them separately. The waiting room furniture has been spread out, so the family members that are allowed to be in the facility are not sitting all next to each other. We have limited the visitors to, I believe currently the protocol is one visitor per patient per day. And so they still can have their loved one with them, which was a high source of anxiety early on, because right when COVID hit, they restricted all visitors. And so now we've released those restrictions just a little so the family members can be there for the patients to support them. And then also to receive discharge instructions and get some information regarding the patient's status when the patient might be in a place where they can't really remember or recall the education.
Wow. Yeah. So even with all of these extra measures, even with the measures around having visitors and all of the extra precautions you're putting in place, there's going to be people that have postponed a surgery that they've needed because of the fear of contracting COVID-19. Have you seen consequences of doing that just as you've been operating on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, we have seen a decline in surgical cases being scheduled. We've had a handful of patients that were on the schedule and then they tested positive and they didn't know. And so those cases have been delayed if they can wait. We've had some patients coming from some of the custodial facilities like CMC and some of the other prisons, and the guidelines for the prisons have changed, so they're not releasing the custodial patients for elective procedures. So it's not necessarily sometimes the patient's decision whether or not they can get to the facility. We have had some patients cancel just because they're scared, they're anxious, they want to wait and see what happens. But we're kind of in this weird spot right now where everybody's anxious, but some people still need care and some people don't know what to do. And either way, we are here for them 24/7. And so if they need the care, we are still providing the care.
Yeah. The big takeaway here is that it's completely safe to seek care during this time. In fact, as you mentioned, it might even be safer because of all of the extra precautions that you've put into place. And there's also an importance to not delay the care if you need it. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, it's almost like there's more protection now. If you think pre-COVID flu season, staff and patients alike, they might get their flu shot, but no one's going to wear a mask around you unless they're actually sick. And now everyone's wearing a mask all the time. So not only are we doing our best to protect our patients and ourselves from getting COVID, but we're also protecting from other viruses and bacteria that are still out in the community that we are still all susceptible to. And so that the mask wearing is providing an extra barrier of protection for the patients.
So just as we close here, if there are people listening to this that are either postponing surgery or they have one that is coming up, do you have any other parting words of advice for them?
Yeah, I would just love for the patients to know that we are still doing everything we can to provide the best care that our patients need. I recommend not to delay care if they don't have to. If it's urgent, of course, go to the emergency room or call your physician. And if you need something taken care of, get it taken care of. It's never going to be a good idea to wait. And if those patients do decide to come here or end up in our facility, we will take care of them in the best way possible.
Well, Johanna, I really appreciate your time today. This has been super informative. That's Johanna Randolph, Nurse Manager of Perioperative Services at Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library at tenanthealthcentralcoast.com/about/podcasts for topics of interest to you. This has been Healthy Conversations, the podcast from Tenant Health Central Coast. Thanks so much, and we'll talk next time.